I'm fine.
And
We can
go on.
start, right?
Yeah, sure.
First
I mean,
question
you
is.
pretty much know the drill. Everyone watching the show now already knows the drill. Vidyanos is going to read the questions. If you want to read the question on your own, you can open up the pad. Otherwise, Vidyanos will be reading the questions and answering them in line. And I'll be making jazz in the background whenever something doesn't work. So, Vidyanos, the floor is yours.
Okay. So, do you use fleeting notes as well? Do you keep them in Orgrim? Fleeting notes are a very interesting subject. In the initial draft of this talk, I want to include fleeting notes as well, but it would take a bit too long, so I said, let's not do it. I'm gonna add a link here to my dot files and a section for fleeting notes, but I can very quickly share my screen for a moment and show you something about it. So give me a moment.
Yes, you can do this.
Okay, so you see the screen now, I think.
Yes, I confirm we can see it.
So I have a key binding which opens my daily note. I have some notes from other talks in EmacsConf and talks that I'm going to miss due to the two tracks. Don't mind them. So I write, like, for example, fleeting note, and I have a command bound here which will automatically give it a to-do value. So let's say, for example, I'm processing it. It adds a tag to the current projects node, which is essentially a node I have for things I want to do right now. It makes it an Orgrim node, and then I can write something here, blah blah blah. And if I go on Orgrim node find, actually I need to save it first, it will appear here. And then once I say it's done, it is not a node anymore. It is removed here. This allows me to archive things. I can stop the sharing now. This allows me to archive fleeting notes. So I don't need, so because fleeting notes are not something that needs to remain in my Zettelkasten. I want them for some point and then deleting them. And this is done with org journal and not Orgrim dailies, because with org journal, I can have this, I make it a node and then I remove it from a node. While I don't think you can do that with Orgrim dailies. And the code for all of this is in the section I pasted on the Etherpad. So, and if you have any questions, you can email me. Okay.
Sorry, Vidyanos, just to specify, all the contact information will be available on the talk page. So be it the email to Vidyanos, also the pads, the recording, everything will be available after the conference as soon as we have the bandwidth for this. So that's where you'll be able to find contact information. Okay, you can keep going, Vidyanos. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay, so then, and the second question is if it works for PDFs only, or Word and Excel, or EBUB, website, CWW, and YouTube. So I'm not sure. Give me a moment to look at org noter and see if it says,
So,
because honestly, I don't remember. Use it with PDFs typically. But I think it works
yes.
with other things as well.
From the top of my mind, I think OrgNoter works with EPUB file via the package nov.el that is managed, I think, by. Was it by Wasamasa? I can't remember actually now, but at some point it was managed by Wasamasa. He was probably watching right now and probably yelling at me in the background, so I'll keep you posted on this. But yes, the OrgNoter allows you mostly to take notes on PDF via PDF view, but it also allows you to take notes on EPUB, and they're relatively working relatively well. But as for
Yeah,
the other, yeah, go on, Vidyanos.
I opened Org Noter and it says it also is compatible with DocView for Office, so Word, Excel, and things like that.
Yeah, and otherwise, if you really want to take notes on such documents, you can probably use either org convert or pandoc to generate a document that would be editable within OrgNoter. It shouldn't be too difficult to do so. And usually, it's mostly PDFs when you're working on research stuff or stuff like this. Anyway, sorry
Yeah.
for inserting. This is a topic very dear to my heart as well, because as you know, I have worked a little bit on Orgrim, so and OrgNoter especially.
I think you should be able to do Word, Excel, and EPUB. I don't think it works with websites, and it definitely doesn't work with videos. Not sure if there's other solutions for those.
I believe there is one. Sorry, I keep inserting myself into the discussion. This is a very interesting topic. I think AlphaPapa developed an org package to capture a web page. So it's like an org capture, org protocol that allows you to capture
Yeah.
stuff from your browser, but it allows you to capture a page and basically pandocs the results into an HTML. Well, no, sorry. It pandocs from HTML to an org document with a structure and a hierarchy. And this way you can actually take notes on the document and just have all the features you would expect in a normal document. I'll shut up now. This is your talk, not mine. If I really wanted to talk about this, I should have made a talk. Anyway, back to
Don't
you.
worry, don't worry. See, for the things that I don't know myself, it's good to have someone else that has the knowledge on the topic.
Yeah, I'm good to be a resource then. I'm happy to be a resource, sorry.
Okay, so next one. I used to take notes in PDF with OrgNode, but the Zotero PDF reader is also very nice. So, okay, yeah, I have seen that the Zotero PDF reader. It does look nice as well, I would agree, but I have two problems with it. One, Emacs key bindings don't work, and two, it's not Emacs. Basically, I think it's nice, but I want to use things that are outside Emacs for as little as possible. And I use it there because I haven't found a way in Emacs to save the article somewhere and download the PDF automatically. I know there is DOI utils, which was mentioned in IRC a few moments ago as well, but it hasn't worked perfectly for me in the past when I tried it, so I use it there for that, but I wouldn't use it for the PDF reader as well because I want to use it in Emacs. Next one. Thanks for saying that it was a great presentation. My thoughts on the future of Zcaster. I think Zcaster has a bright future personally because it is plain text. Plain text will never go away, basically. You will be able to use it forever. And also, OrgRome is open source with a very vibrant community, so that won't go away either anytime soon, I think. So it probably has a future if you mean it that way, if you mean that way. And I think that in general it is a noting method that is very efficient. I have used it for university the past few years. I have right now like 850 notes on it, and they will probably only keep increasing. So I don't think it's going away. If you want to ask anything else, we can talk more about it.
Actually, I do have something to add to this particular point because on the topic of the Zcaster and how useful it can be. Now, it's been a little while, since Zcaster really started exploding. I think in 2020, right when COVID started, a lot of people started getting interested in Zcaster method. And ever since, you have a lot of software that were released, including the ones we have in OrgRome and all the I'm going to use OrgRome because of the one I'm most familiar with as a command maintainer, but we also have, Dnote by Prot and other solution as well. And one thing that I'm currently working on and a key area of interest for me is how do we use the concept of a Zettelkasten, a collection of notes. Generally, when you think of a Zettelkasten, it's a really individual collection of notes, right? It's something that you have. It's the stuff that you find during your research, during the paper that you read. But how about trying to have a slip box for a group of people so that they could start sharing notes on research that they do? It wouldn't be the same thing as a personal slip box, because you can think of it as the knowledge bank for a group of people where they keep track of the concept that they use within their organization, the patterns that they like to use when they work together. So we actually wanted to do a talk this year on some of those adjacent topics, but sadly we were a little taken by time, and you'll have to wait for next year. But there are I will agree with you, Vidianos. There's a lot of very interesting stuff abound for the Zettelkasten method, and especially Zettelkasten inside Emacs. All right, back to you now.
Yeah, thanks for the additions. I like them as well. And I think what you said about collaboration, it would be very interesting, really.
Great.
The only problem is having other people using the same methods with you.
Sorry, Vigenos. I'm not sure if you asked me a question. I had a health whispering in my ear in the background at the same time.
I just said that I really like the idea that you said about collaboration.
Yeah, because it is really something that is missing when you think about it. Like, the good thing about Emacs and the philosophy of Emacs generally is that, you know, we have different modes working together. And they do one thing or multiple things, and they do it very well. We have org mode for editing structured documents. We have Magit to manage repositories. We have, you know, calc to do calculations with a Polish notation and whatnot. And it feels like we have a great tool for collaboration, editing a singular buffer, which is CRDT, which we've already talked about before. I'm not sure if we've had a... We did have a presentation at EmacsCon about CRDT, I think. If you're more interested into this, go back to the talk I did last year with Joe Connelly and Nora Lassan on Emacs Research Group. We did demonstrate what CRDT was. So we have a very good tool for working on a buffer, and we have a very good way to take notes. Why not try to combine the two tools like Emacs is so good at doing? We take one mode, we take another mode, we clash them together, and we do something very interesting with them. Well, we should probably be doing something similar with note-taking so that people can actually start building notes together. And I think that would be a really key step in the future. But anyway, I think I'm repeating myself a little bit, and I don't want to say too much right now. You'll see it in the future. It's coming months or coming years. Yeah. Not in a Russian floss. Okay, Vidyanus, back to you now.
Okay, so how do you find a way to get a nice overview of multiple nodes to rearrange them, like physically putting many small nodes at a table and rearranging them? So my initial idea when I tried to make Zettel Desk was to get as close as possible to this, have a lot of small nodes in my table and be able to rearrange them. Due to org mode being text, this is not exactly possible, but I don't know if this question was before the third demo or not. What I showed in that demo, I think, is to an extent showed what I do for rearranging, that you add all the things you want on the Zelda scratch buffer and then rearrange them however you want. So that's as close as I have been able to get to that. It's not perfect, but I think it is all right for being text, which making it graphically would be hard, I think. And next one seems to be a follow-up on that question. Yeah, says it's difficult or impossible to do that. Yeah, I agree. So this package that you say in the next one, on the next question, I will check this link out. It seems very interesting for adding your notes in a big canvas. I think it would definitely make sense for my workflow to use something like this if it is what I have understood you mean it is. I would love to try it, and we'll get back to you. If you want, whoever left that message, if you want to leave any contact information or talk to me, I would love to get back to you about this because it looks very interesting.
Yeah, so again, all the contact information will be available on the talk page. By the way, if you're worried about the lighting changes in my place, it's just that sometimes I have a lot of light in my face, and then when I'm a little tired, I do rest like this, and it's... It's very different, but it's still me. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to turn it off because every time it's like a flashbang going into my eyes. So if you want to talk to Vidyanos afterwards, do not leave your coordinates right into the pad. You know, maybe get in touch with Vidyanos instead. Yeah. You know, those pads are going to be public eventually. And even though we will be reviewing all the content within them, it means that they will be open to people for a while. So maybe avoid putting personal information over there. But otherwise, you'll be able to connect after the conference relatively easily, and Vidianos will be able to follow up, or even just on the questions whenever you have the time. But it might take 1 or 2 weeks, you know, for the speakers to get back to the questions you put into the pad. We will be asking them frequently. We do have this policy, as you know, with EmacsConf, of nudging speakers to do something. So we will nudge speakers towards answering your questions, but it might take us about 1 or 2 weeks to get all the answers. I think we don't have any more questions currently. There is one more, so please take it.
Can we use Zettle Custom for coding too, especially when using IDEs like Visual Studio and Excel? So I can't say for sure if you can use it, because I'm not in coding. The language I know the best for coding is Emacs Lisp, and the only other one I know is MATLAB for doing calculations, for example, for things in university. But I think you should be able to do that. If you look for Zettle Custom for coding, you will probably find some resources for it. I don't think it breaks the Zettle Custom principles. Like, you can make atomic nodes for coding concepts. So should work, I believe.
Yeah, and I can actually confirm this. You know, I did share with you before in one of the previous Q&A how I was taking note on this little device right there to do lead code exercises. Well, the thing about lead code exercises is that, let's be more vague about it. Lead code is a platform, and not free platform as well, and I'm not advertising them. But the concept of data structure and algorithm is really important to programming. And usually when you try to solve algorithmic problems, you rely on a number of patterns that have been developed by... I get people telling me to my right here that, the sim is going down. And so my stomach is falling into my my body. What happened? Anyway, going back to the point, we do rely on patterns and identification of patterns within a problem. So as a result, it would be very much possible to create separate notes for all these patterns, and you can have different exercises, and say you have an exercise that is using two different things. It's using a tree pattern and it's using a depth first search. If neither of those two words make any sense to you, do not worry and be grateful, because this will haunt you at night otherwise. But it would be I think it would be a prime candidate really for atomization and linking within a Zettle Custom, because it would make it so much easier to structure your knowledge in a way that is organic rather than hierarchical. So yeah, this was a very good question, and happy to encourage the asker to try it on their own and maybe make a presentation next year at the next EmacsConf. Vidianos, before we continue, I just want to give up the heads up. So we have opened the room currently. If you want to join the room with Vidianos, we have posted the link on ISC, and if you go to the talk page of Vidianos talk, you will be able to join the room as well. We did have quite a number of questions, so feel free to join. In about 4 minutes, we'll need to move on to the next talk, but I give you about 3 more minutes. Do we have any more questions on the pad, Vidianos?
So I'm looking on the pad. No, I'm looking on IRC. Someone says if zeldesk.dl will be available in Melpa. It is on Melpa right now. You can find it.
Right, and you just have to... Sorry, my voice is getting raspier. It's only the first day of EmacsConf. It's not even lunch, and I'm already losing my voice. This is not boding well for the rest. But yeah, you should be able to find it pretty easily by looking on DuckDuckGo for Melpa and Space and zettlecaster.el, the name of the package. And you'll be able to find it. And we can put it on the page. I'm pretty sure it's already on your talk page, Vidianos, as well. So
yeah, it is on the talk page.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it really quickly. So we have about 2 more minutes. Did you see any other question that you'd like to answer as well?
I'm scrolling on IRC since the talk started to see if there is anything else. I don't see anything else. If anyone joins the room here, I would love to continue. If not, then I think we've already answered enough things.
Sure, I would concur. You know, you have covered a lot of ground. I am personally happy to be seeing so many talks about Zettelkasten. It feels like, you know, I was a little bit of a forerunner at MaxConf talking about Zettelkasten, and now we are 2 years later and we're still talking about it. I know a lot of people are getting a little tired of hearing about Zettelkasten all the time, but, you know, if you part all the communication, if you focus on what it actually does, and I keep saying it's just notes and it just links, and it's actually quite amazing what you can do with it. And it's just a mental model, really. So I would kind of use the you know, sorry for subboxing here, but if you have been interested into Zettelkasten at some point, or if you are frustrated by all the talk about Zettelkasten that seems to be kind of like a cult at some points, well, I would encourage you maybe to try, not necessarily try it for yourself, but try to understand really the simple stuff behind it. Because honestly, there's nothing very revolutionary about this note-taking method. It's just that it used to be done with paper, and now it's done with computers, and it makes it a little more easier. Personally, what I find the most helpful in this type of note-taking is how organic everything feels. You do not need to be thinking about the structure from the get-go, and this is extremely freeing. Okay, Vidianos, we are about out of time. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer the questions. We will be in touch in the future, and we'll be looking forward to having more presentation about Zettelkasten, perhaps maybe one by you in the future.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much. And Vidianos, I don't see anyone in the room, so feel free to leave the room after we're done. So in about 1 minute, we're going to go with the next talk. We might go a little bit quiet until the top of the minute. I need to drink and I need to rest my voice. But in 1 minute, we'll be starting the next talk. Vidianos, thank you so much and see you next time.
Bye.